Barrow City Mayor Michael Stotts announced his resignation from office yesterday at the request of the Barrow City Council. Mayor Stotts had been the target of an investigation into charges he used the city's credit card for his personal use and that he exhibited inappropriate behavior at a conference last fall. From member station KBRW, Janelle Everett has the story from Barrow.
At the request of two Barrow citizens, Dorothy Edwardson and Forrest Olemown, last fall, the city council asked its attorneys from K.L. Gates to conduct an investigation into the allegations. The investigation began in early December, and the findings were presented to the council last week. City Councilman Robert Harcharek, who is serving as acting mayor, says the attorney's report determined the allegations were true. Harcharek says the decision to ask for Mayor Stott's resignation was not an easy task, but now the council has to move forward conducting the people's business.
It's painful. It was a painful process for the entire city council. There was a lot of soul searching there because many of us, including myself, supported Mayor Stotts in an election bid. And then to ask for his resignation was pretty disheartening.
Mayor Stotts will have to reimburse the city just over $17,000. Barrow City Councilman Mike Schultz says there are no winners in this situation.
It's really unfortunate, and it's kind of a bad day for Barrow. I suppose, in my mind, what's most disheartening is that former Mayor Stotts is kind of not accepting responsibility. He said he still doesn't believe he did anything wrong, but since the council thinks he did, he'll agree with them. And I don't see that as coming completely clean and being completely honest with the situation.
City Councilman Lloyd Levitt says the illegal use of the city credit card is surprising, but he is disappointed by the mayor's action regarding the conferences he attended.
And he was our representative, and he didn't represent us very well in any of the conventions he went to. That is the most disappointing part. I do not mind so much about the money. It's the representation we got, and we were misrepresented by Mayor Stotts, and I am very disappointed in that part, especially the representation part. That's what's really getting to me here.
According to the report released by the city's attorney, the mayor spent a considerable amount of time intoxicated when he was supposed to be representing the city at these conferences. Levitt says he believes that was a factor in the mayor's inappropriate behavior.
This never should have happened in the first place. If he had honored the request by the administration and a council member when he was reminded to stop, it shouldn't have gotten this far. But he neglected to stop using the credit card, and he just got snagged into it from there and couldn't stop. And a lot of it had to do with alcohol, I believe, is what I'm seeing here.
City Councilman Schultz, Levitt, and Harcharek say they were all supporters of Mayor Stotts, and all three say the incident gives Barrow a black eye. The Barrow City Council is scheduled to meet next week to declare the mayor's seat vacant until a special election can be held. The council is also expected to name an acting mayor until that time. Stotts was elected mayor of Barrow in 2007. Reporting from Barrow, I'm Janelle Everett.